I didn't have, I never, we always would imagine to get some sugar, and
I would too, but
no
see,
sweets, I just saved that for myself.
Well, I did. I sweet mouth. I saved mine for the cook sweets.
I didn't like them
their
tablets in there.
I didn't like the tablets either, but I get over the sugar sometimes, but my sugar, I kept it, I liked the pies and cakes. I'm sweet mouthed now. And I saved my sugar for that.
Did you use molasses very much?
We sop them and then we make grain out of them.
Mm-hmm. We grow sugar
we
cane.
We grow sugar cane and sorghum too.
Both?
Louisiana cane.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then when they grow that cane, when that cane get ripe,
sorghum, you know.
Yeah, you go out in there and you strip it. You had cane knives about that long. And you just take that knife and go down on each side and strip it and then top it. And leave it standing there, and then when you get it all stripped, then you go along and cut it and pile it. And you pile it, and then they had mills. They pulled by mules. They had a long old pole on that mill, and the mill would set in the middle there, and you hook the mules to that mill, and then you just take that cane and job up in there, and the juice would run out of it. And when the juice run out of it, then they had some panes sitting over there, they call them. There was high, little trenches in them, just about that wide, and all them little things had juice in them. And they started cooking it. They used wood, they put wood, had made like a light bread, funnish like what you make. You see that there? Where you bake light bread outdoors?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't seen that one there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, they had a hole like in the ground, and it was long as from here. Long as from here, that dough.
Yes, indeed.
Long
as one.
And they build that thing up on each side like that. And they put that pane over on each one of them and had a hole in it. And that's where they chunked the wood up under there, make the fire and chunk the wood up under there. And they had things where they shoved them juices through
paddles,
it.
Paddles.
And the juices would start to, the syrup would start to making first at the back of the thing.
Cooking.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And they would let that syrup off and then put some more that run that other juice up in there. And they had a barrel that caught that juice in out there for the sorghum or the Louisiana cane. And when they get it made, well, it'll be brown just like syrup is now.
Yeah.
You're a good teacher. You can make me see this. The way you explain it, I understand how that was done. Molasses on the table?
When you get your molasses, you put them in barrels. They had big old barrels like that. And they have a hole, round hole about like that, nearby to the bottom of that barrel. And they have a pig in that hole. When you get ready to go draw your molasses, you just go there.
With a funnel and a jug.
A funnel and put your funnel in your jug and unstop that thing. The last molasses will run down in that jug. And then you stop it back up and you kept the molasses out in the smokehouse. And then you would bring that in the house and then you'd put them in cups of pitchers, whatever you had. We didn't have molasses pitchers then.
Cups
and put that in there and put that on the table. And then sometimes the molasses would go to sugar. When they go to sugar, they'd have to knock the head out that barrel and get that sugar to get big flakes of sugar like that out there.
Hmm.
Get that sugar out that barrel.
When they cook them too done, it would go to brown sugar.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do with the sugar then?
Well, you could take the sugar and heat it and mix back to syrup.
Oh, just take more.
Mm-hmm. Or either take some of it, we used to take and mix syrup bread.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then brown sugar. Yes.
Some of it would be white, be right hard, white, just like rock salt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.